Bryant Turnage is here. He is directing a lesser-known Shakespeare tragedy, Titus Andronicus, and it'll be in the auditorium at the Springfield Art Museum at 1111 East Brookside Drive this weekend and next. And also with him are two of his stars, Jeff Carney and Jonna Volz. And Jeff is, we'll have to talk about the fact that you're doing, this is your first Shakespeare.
First Shakespeare?
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's then some operas I've done, but
Right, exactly. First state. Now, as I said, Titus Andronicus is not one of the more familiar Shakespeare plays, and I would appreciate Bryant kind of giving us a little, the Reader's Digest condensed version of the plot.
It's his first tragedy, and
yes.
So you can see Shakespeare cutting his teeth. We decided to set it post-World War I because the play itself is about a triumphant general returning to Rome and dealing with the aftermath of a horrible war, the loss of a generation of people, and how he deals with the political infighting of who is going to take over the emperorship. And all his decisions leading to who's taking over, what the conquered peoples think of that, and how it reflects on him, his honor, and his family. So it blends in, I think, well with the World War I mentality of you had the aristocracy commanding, but it was actually the common people that were fighting.
Right. And this has been described as one of Shakespeare's most savage plays, too.
Oh, yeah. It's not subtle. The most subtle thing about it for us is probably the World War I theme, which is just, hey, there's a couple of nice, beautiful costumes. But no, it's very brutal.
Everybody's mean.
And I have to wonder whatever the political situation might have been early in England, early in Shakespeare's career, how a story like this was how well it went over, you might say.
I think the graphic nature of it, I think, was really what turns a lot of people off to it now. But I think that's probably what might have made it sell a little more then, because it was so sensational with just everything that happens and how brutal and how visceral, in a very literal sense, that it is. It's pretty intense.
It's one of the easiest plays that I've seen just watching Shakespeare.
Really?
To really, not easy to perform. No. I mean, it's been a challenge for me, but to understand, for the audience to actually understand what the words mean. It's a 17th century flowery language, but it's so concise in Titus that it's been fun for me to learn.
Yeah. Now, you are playing...
I'm Titus.
You are Titus.
Titus Andronicus.
Okay, and so you have come back from a very brutal war and facing equally brutal issues politically and socially and personally back in Rome.
Right. Titus is just, all he wants is just to be obeyed and everything to go as it's supposed to, and suddenly just everybody in his life is crazy.
That's hard for
him. Yeah, he thinks so.
For a control freak to deal with.
Oh, I'll say. Yeah.
I like your perspective on that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's everyone else's fault, right?
Right.
Okay.
You're not doing what I told you to do.
Exactly. Yeah. And it just makes him absolutely bonkers. My brother, when I told him I was doing Titus, and he just looked at me and said, Titus effing Andronicus? Yeah, well, good luck.
Good luck with that. All right, and Jonna Volz is playing what in the show?
Tamara, the queen of the Goths, who becomes the Empress of Rome. And it's funny he says that we're all crazy, because that's my perspective coming in as a captured queen, and he's like killing his own kids, and I'm just like, what's going on here?
Yeah, you're talking about crazy.
Yeah, she...
And fearing for your own life, too, probably.
Yes, very much, until the very interesting character Saturninus decides, just to spite Titus, to make her his new queen. In one second, her son's being slaughtered, and she's a captive, and then the next second, she's set free, and then she's the queen of, or she's the empress of Rome. It's quite an emotional roller coaster in the first 30 minutes.
Well, see, we have to keep that in mind, too, that Titus is not the ruler of Rome. He is a military leader. It's, you know, when he comes back as a triumphant battle winner, he probably feels like he should be.
Oh, sure.
You know, he's.
Think
he,
Dwight
he,
Eisenhower.
Or I was thinking MacArthur.
Oh, well, yes. Of course. Yeah, that's an even more apt.
But
Titus just wants what's best.
Yeah, he has a strange sense of loyalty. He has a loyalty.
Does he have a strange sense of what's best?
I think so. He does. Yeah, because it's like he's kind of losing his mind, which is what Tamara is banking on, because she's even referred to in the text, if you miss it, you miss it, but as like a Trojan horse. She's let in by Saturninus, who Titus appoints as the new emperor. It's on him to decide. He's like, I don't want to be the king. This is going to be the king. Why he chooses Saturninus, I don't know. But it works out for me until the end.
Well, he chooses, because Saturninus is the eldest, and he thinks that would be best for Rome, just to keep everything.
He has a strange sense of loyalty.
Yeah.
It's very challenging, very amazingly creative and emotional, and just trying to get in the headspace and justify Tamara, who makes some very hard decisions about how she's going to handle things, and motivated by revenge.
And where her own loyalties lay.
Oh, man. I feel like she is a deceiver. You know, she is a manipulator.
A double agent.
Yeah, very much so. And for me, it was very important to establish from the very beginning, in the very first scene, you know, her why, as we say in the actor world. Why in the world would she do this?
What's my motivation?
Yeah, yes. What is your motivation, girl? Because, you know, a lot of times, well, they're just crazy. I'm like, no. No, there's a reason why. And there's something about, you know, her people being killed, her son being slaughtered, you know, all of these things that just put her on a course to get in there, and she has her own agenda.
What size cast do you have?
We have about 20, I'd say.
About 20.
Right. Yeah, we have a good two dozen cast and crew, a couple of new people, and new to Shakespeare and new to acting in general, that have just stepped up and performed amazingly. I have been blessed with a very talented cast and crew that have given their all, blood, sweat, tears to this production. And it hasn't been easy, but they have come through beautifully. It is, for how brutal it is a beautiful production, seeing it all come together.
Maybe the most amazing thing about it is that it's free.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Free is a good thing.
That's a big deal.
Yes, it is. It is a big deal. You're doing six performances and no ticket charge. Are tickets even required, or is it just first come, first seated?
We have a beautiful auditorium at the Art Museum. Pick a seat and enjoy. Yeah.
Well, all right. Thanks to Jonna Volz and Jeff Carney and Bryant Turnage for coming in this morning and giving us the low down on Titus Andronicus.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.